Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The center fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Veer also reaches second base with a double. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Pizarro covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veer also fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher is called out on strikes. One out. Zoilo Veerals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veerals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Veerals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison moves to third. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0 for 1 in the game. Skourin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stigman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen bunts towards first. Skourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Weiss covering, for the out. Stigman moves to second. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Pizarro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Stigman fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skourin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen is walked intentionally. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Virals hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stigman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-2 in the game. Pizarro hits a fly ball into center field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliva moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allison is walked intentionally. Frank Castro pinch hits for Don Mincher. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Hall now playing center field. Bob Allison now playing first base. Tony Oliva now playing right field. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Al Worthington now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. Robinson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.